You are listening to IP Management Voice, your podcast about the world of IP and IP management. We talk about the smartest minds in the knowledge economy so that you can learn from them. If you want to know more, you can subscribe to our newsletter and research the latest topics on our content platform, Dplex, with the world's most important experts on IP and IP management. The content featured in today's episode on the power of StageGate systems comes from Robert Cooper.
It's kind of wild when you think about it, right? How many amazing ideas, like truly groundbreaking concepts, never really see the light of day.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, our deep dive today, well, it actually starts with some pretty eye-opening stats. Apparently, only something like one out of every four new products that companies try to develop actually makes it, like, becomes a real success story.
Wow.
And here's the real kicker. A whopping 50%, like half, of all the resources that companies pour into innovation, it basically goes down the drain.
It's a pretty sobering thought when you consider the sheer amount of effort, the investment, and the potential that's essentially going to waste.
It really highlights the immense challenge of taking a new product, you know, from that initial spark of an idea to a finished product you see on a store shelf.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the complexities of the development process itself, right?
Right.
It's also about understanding the market, navigating the competitive landscape, and making sure you're solving a real problem for real people.
It's a whole intricate journey.
Yeah, totally.
Well, that's exactly why we're diving deep today into a framework specifically designed to tackle these challenges head on. We're going to unpack what's known as the StageGate system. It's a pretty powerful methodology for managing product development and innovation, and it stems from, let me make sure I get his name right, Robert G. Cooper. Yeah, Robert G. Cooper. His work on this has been super influential, and it's kind of the bedrock for what we'll be discussing today. So our mission today is pretty straightforward. We're going to break down what the StageGate process actually is, why it's so darn important, and how it can be a real game changer for anyone trying to navigate the often bumpy road of creating and launching new products. Think of this as your crash course on StageGate, minus the jargon and the headache.
Right.
We're aiming for clarity and hopefully some fun along the way, right?
Absolutely.
So before we get lost in the weeds, maybe let's start with the basics. What exactly is a StageGate system?
Okay, so at its core, it's a way of breaking down the entire innovation process, like from that initial brainstorm session to the moment your product hits the market, into a series of, well, let's call them predetermined stages. And each of these stages has a set of activities that are kind of bundled together. And here's the cool part. Many of these activities can actually happen at the same time.
Ah, okay.
So it's not like you're stuck going step by step in a rigid, linear way. Not at all. The stages do have a sequence, but within each stage, you can have multiple things happening concurrently. This parallel processing really helps speed things up without cutting corners. And what truly defines this system, what gives it its name, is the gate part. These gates are essentially quality control checkpoints that occur between the stages.
I see.
It's kind of like those quality checks you see in a manufacturing process, right?
Oh, yeah, like on an assembly line where they're inspecting the product at different points.
Exactly. Just like in manufacturing, where you have these designated points to ensure the quality of what's being made, in StageGate, these gates are where you stop, you take a really critical look at the project, and you decide, go. Meaning, we move forward to the next stage, or kill. Meaning, we stop here, maybe the project isn't viable, and we don't invest further.
Gotcha. That's a crucial decision point. It makes you step back and assess the whole picture before you commit more resources.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the key things, the defining features that really characterize a StageGate system?
Okay, well, first, as we've touched on, are the multiple stages. Usually you'll see 4 to 7. Oh. And the investment you make, it typically grows as you move through these stages.
That's logical. You wouldn't throw a ton of money at an idea right out of the gate, right?
Yeah.
Test the waters first and make sure it holds promise.
Right. You start with smaller investments and scale up as the project proves itself. Second, and we've got to emphasize this, these gates, they're not just passive checkpoints. They've got some real meat to them. There are inputs. Think of these as the deliverables, the homework from the previous stage that the project team has to put on the table. Then you've got your predefined criteria, how you're actually going to evaluate the project at that specific gate. Finally, you've got the outputs, the actual decisions that come out of that gate review.
So go, kill, or maybe some in-between options.
Yeah, there's hold, which means more work needs to be done before you make a final call. and even recycle, which is basically sending the project back to a previous stage to address some fundamental issues. And if a project gets the green light, a go, there's usually an action plan attached to it, a roadmap for what needs to happen in the next stage.
So it's more than just a thumbs up or down. It's a thumbs up with clear next steps.
Exactly. Now, another critical piece of this puzzle is having multidisciplinary teams. These are groups of folks from all across the company, marketing, engineering, finance, R&D, a real mix of expertise. And they're usually led by a project leader who's dedicated to seeing this thing through. This collaborative approach is so powerful because it ensures that the project is viewed from multiple angles, multiple perspectives from day one.
Right.
I mean, you can avoid those scenarios where, say, engineering develops a product that's technically brilliant, but it's something nobody actually wants or needs. Or maybe marketing comes up with a killer concept, but it's simply not feasible to produce.
Makes total sense. Everyone's on the same page from the start.
Exactly. You don't want departments operating in silos, potentially creating something that doesn't fit the overall strategic picture. And finally, and this is really important, you need senior management on board. They act as the ultimate gatekeepers, the ones who have the final say on those go-kill decisions. Their role is crucial because they're the ones who make sure these new projects align with the company's overall strategy and that there are enough resources to support them. They're the ones providing that strategic oversight.
So it's like this carefully designed system with these checks and balances built in at each decision point. It makes you really think critically before moving forward.
Exactly. You're minimizing risk and maximizing your chances of success.
Now let's shift gears and talk about the benefits. Why is this level of structure and discipline so valuable for companies? What are the tangible advantages of using a stage gate system?
Well, for starters, it addresses a lot of the common problems that companies face when it comes to innovation. You know, often there's a lack of rigorous quality control in the new product development process. StageGate tackles this head on by embedding those quality checks right into the system.
Right, those gates we were talking about.
Exactly. They force you to stop, think critically, and evaluate before you move on.
It's like hitting the pause button at crucial moments to make sure you're on the right track.
Exactly. It often surfaces hidden assumptions, overlooked risks, things that could derail a project much later down the line if you're not careful.
That makes a lot of sense. So it's not just about checking boxes. It's about taking those deliberate pauses to reflect and assess.
Exactly. It's about prevention rather than cure.
I like that. Now, another challenge companies often face is a lack of market orientation in their product development efforts. They come up with great ideas, but they don't really resonate with customers.
Absolutely. That's a classic pitfall. And StageGate helps to overcome this by integrating market-related activities right into the process. Things like in-depth customer research, concept testing, and even product testing with real users. It's all built in.
So it's not just about creating a product, it's about creating a product that people actually want and need?
Precisely. It's about building in that customer-centric mindset from the very beginning. And another benefit is that emphasis on doing your homework up front. StageGate often dedicates specific stages to preliminary investigation and market analysis.
Right, so you're not just jumping into development without a clear understanding of the market landscape.
Exactly. You're laying a solid foundation before you start building.
It's like that old saying, measure twice, cut once.
Exactly. And then there's the whole advantage of parallel processing. Remember how we talked about how multiple activities can occur simultaneously within each stage?
Yeah, that was cool.
This parallel approach allows companies to speed up their development cycle without sacrificing quality. It's about finding that sweet spot between being thorough and getting to market quickly.
Especially in today's competitive landscape, speed is often key.
Absolutely. You can't afford to be slow and ponderous if your competitors are already hitting the market with similar products.
Right. Now, another thing that can trip companies up is making those go-kill decisions. It can be really subjective, right? Based on gut feelings or personal biases rather than objective data.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You get those emotionally charged arguments or those pet projects that just keep getting funded despite a lack of real evidence.
Right, exactly. And that's where the stage gate process really shines, wouldn't you say? With those preset gates and the clearly defined criteria, those go-kill decisions become a lot more objective and data-driven.
Absolutely. It takes a lot of that emotion and bias out of the equation. It's like each project has to pass a series of exams. You know, if it doesn't meet the criteria at a certain gate, it doesn't move forward.
I love that analogy. It makes the process very transparent and objective.
And lastly, and this is super valuable for everyone involved, StageGate provides this really clear roadmap, this visual representation of the process. So project leaders, team members, even senior management, they all have a shared understanding of where the project stands, what's coming next, and what the ultimate goal is.
It eliminates a lot of the guesswork and confusion, right?
Exactly. It keeps everyone on the same page, promotes accountability, and just makes the whole process flow more smoothly.
So you've laid out the benefits really nicely. Now, can you walk us through a typical StageGate process, you know, what those stages actually look like using Cooper's model as our guide?
Absolutely. So Cooper's typical StageGate process has five stages, and each stage is followed by a gate, so a total of five gates. And it all starts with the idea stage.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you're brainstorming, gathering those initial concepts, the raw material of innovation.
Okay, so this is the spark, the initial idea generation phase.
Exactly. You're casting a wide net, trying to come up with potential solutions to problems or new opportunities to pursue.
Yeah.
And then you hit the first gate. We call this gate one, the initial screen. This is where you take a first pass at those ideas. Does this idea align with our company's strategic goals? Mm. Is it even technically feasible? Does it have a potential market? You know, really basic questions, but they're designed to quickly weed out those ideas that are obvious non-starters.
So you're eliminating the duds early on, saving time and resources for the ideas that hold promise.
Exactly. And the way this is often done is with a set of must meet and should meet criteria. If an idea doesn't meet the must meet criteria, it's automatically out. If it meets the must meet but struggles with the should meet, it might get a closer look, but there needs to be a really compelling reason to move it forward.
Got it.
And those ideas that make it through gate one, they move into stage one, preliminary assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Here it's all about doing some more digging, but it's still relatively quick and inexpensive. You're trying to get a more concrete feel for the market, the technical feasibility, and maybe some rough financial projections.
So a deeper dive into the potential of the idea, right?
Exactly. And then based on what you learn in stage one, you move on to gate two, the second screen.
Okay, so this is another point where projects can be killed, right?
Absolutely. This gate is much more rigorous than the first. You're looking at the same criteria, but now you have more data, more evidence to inform your decision. The bar is raised, you could say.
The stakes are getting higher.
Exactly. And those projects that survive the second screening, they enter stage two, definition. This is a critical stage because it's the last one before you start investing serious money in development.
So this is where things get real.
It is. This is where you're really hammering out the product concept, its key features, its target market, and you're testing that concept with potential customers to make sure you're on the right track.
It's about getting really specific and making sure you have a solid plan.
Absolutely. You're building the business case, and it needs to be strong if you want to secure the resources to move forward.
Right.
Now, all that work in stage two leads to gate three, the decision on business case. This is a big one. It's your last chance to pull the plug before committing major funds to development. You're looking at everything, market analysis, technical feasibility, competitive landscape, financial projections, and most importantly, the strategic fit. Does this project align with our overall business strategy? If not, it might be time to say goodbye, even if it looks promising on paper.
So at a gut check moment, right? You have to be really honest with yourself about the potential of the project.
Totally. And if you get the green light at gate three, well, then you're off to the races. You move into stage three development. This is where the actual design and engineering of the product take place, where you're building prototypes, testing different approaches, and refining the product based on feedback. But importantly, you're also planning for the launch. How are you going to manufacture this thing? How are you going to market and sell it? How are you going to get it into the hands of customers?
So it's not just about the product itself. It's about the entire ecosystem around it.
Exactly. You're thinking about the whole customer journey from awareness to purchase to after-sales support.
Right. So it's a holistic approach to product development.
Exactly. Now, after the development stage comes gate four, the post-development review. This is a checkpoint to make sure the development is on track, on budget, and that the product is still meeting those initial objectives.
Another quality check.
You got it. You're also reassessing the market. Have things changed since you started? Are there new competitors? Have customer needs shifted?
That's important. The market can move quickly.
It can. Now, assuming everything still looks good at gate four, you move into stage four, validation. This is where you're really putting the product through its paces. in-house testing, field trials with customers, pilot production runs, and maybe even some limited market testing in specific regions.
You're gathering real-world feedback before you go all in on a full-scale launch.
Exactly. And based on all that validation data, you reach the final gate, gate 5, the pre-commercialization decision. This is it, the last hurdle before you commit to launching the product into the market. You're looking at those validation results, revisiting the financials one last time, and making sure everything is still aligned with your strategic goals.
Okay. This is the point of no return.
It is. And if you get the green light at gate 5, you're on to stage 5, commercialization. This is where you launch your marketing campaigns, ramp up production, and start selling the product to the world. All that hard work, it finally comes to fruition.
It must be an incredibly rewarding moment for everyone involved.
Oh, absolutely. It's like seeing your baby finally walk, you know. But even after launch, Cooper emphasizes the importance of a post-implementation review. You're looking back at the whole process, analyzing what went well, what could have been done better, and what lessons can be learned for future projects.
So it's about learning and improving with each new product launch.
It's a continuous improvement cycle. You're never truly finished, you know. There's always something to learn, always ways to get better.
That's a great mindset to have. Now, all this sounds very compelling, but is there actually evidence that StageGate really delivers better results for companies?
Well, luckily, our source material points to quite a few studies, and the findings are pretty clear. Companies that have adopted formal new product development processes, like StageGate, they tend to do much better in the innovation game.
That makes sense. Having a system in place should lead to more consistent and predictable outcomes, right?
It does. And it seems that the longer companies use these processes, the better they get at it. There's a learning curve involved. And the more experience you have, the more you refine your approach.
So it's not just a one-time implementation. It's an ongoing process of learning and improvement.
Exactly. And another interesting finding is that projects that follow a more complete process, you know, where they don't skip steps, they tend to be much more successful. It's not enough to just have the system in place. You have to actually use it diligently.
No cutting corners.
Nope. And the research also highlights the importance of those market-oriented activities we talked about. Successful products have a lot more focus on understanding customer needs and the competitive landscape throughout their development.
That makes a lot of sense.
And those homework stages, that upfront research and analysis, those are critical as well.
Yeah.
The more effort you put in early on, the more likely you are to succeed later down the line.
It's like building a solid foundation, right? If you get that right, the rest of the structure is more likely to stand strong.
Exactly.
Now, let's talk about the practical side of things. Let's say a company decides they want to implement a StageGate system. What kind of organizational changes should they anticipate?
Well, first and foremost, they need to be prepared to embrace a project team approach. This means moving away from that traditional siloed approach where different departments work in isolation, and instead creating dedicated cross-functional teams that stay with a project from start to finish.
So you're bringing together people from different disciplines, right?
Exactly. It's all about fostering collaboration and breaking down those barriers between departments.
Makes sense.
You also need strong buy-in from senior management. They need to be actively involved, not just as sponsors, but as active participants in those gate reviews. Their commitment is crucial to make sure the process has the teeth it needs to be effective.
So it's a top-down approach.
It has to be.
Yeah.
And you need those clearly defined criteria for each gate, those measurable standards that everyone understands and agrees on. That's how you ensure that decisions are made objectively and consistently across the board.
Right. It eliminates the guesswork and the potential for favoritism.
Exactly. And finally, you need that visible roadmap, that shared understanding of where each project stands and what the next steps are. Transparency is key to effective collaboration and alignment.
So it's about creating a culture of open communication and shared goals.
Absolutely.
Hmm.
It's about making sure everyone is rowing in the same direction.
Now, one last thought before we wrap up. Is StageGate a one-size-fits-all solution, or can it be adapted to different companies and contexts?
Well, that's a great question. And the answer is, it's a framework. Not a rigid template. Companies should definitely tailor it to their specific needs. The stages, the gates, the criteria, those can be adjusted to fit the company's industry, their culture, and the types of products they're developing. The key is to stay true to the core principles, but not be afraid to experiment and adapt as needed.
So it's a flexible system that can evolve over time.
Exactly. It's not about following a set of rules blindly. It's about using the framework as a guide to create a process that works best for your company and your products.
That's a great way to sum it up. So to bring our deep dive to a close, the StageGate system seems like a really valuable tool for companies that are serious about innovation. It provides a structure and a discipline that can greatly increase their chances of success in the marketplace.
Absolutely. It's about managing risk, maximizing efficiency, and most importantly, making sure that the products you develop are truly meeting the needs of your customers.
And it's not just a tool for big companies, right? Mm-hmm. Smaller startups can benefit from this approach as well. It forces you to think strategically, to do your homework up front, and to make those tough decisions based on data rather than emotions. It's a powerful framework that can help companies of all sizes bring great products to market.
And I think it's fascinating to consider how those same principles, that structured approach, those critical evaluation points, that emphasis on objective decision making, how those can be applied outside of just product development.
Oh, that's an interesting thought.
Yeah. Like, what about applying those same concepts to other complex projects, you know, in your business or maybe even your personal life? Think about setting those gates or checkpoints along the way, defining those clear criteria for success.
I like that.
It could really help you stay focused, make better decisions, and ultimately achieve those goals that might seem daunting or overwhelming at first glance. It's all about breaking things down, having a plan, and staying accountable to yourself.
That's a great takeaway for our listeners. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today. It's been a really insightful deep dive.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, folks, keep those ideas flowing and keep those gates in mind.
Thanks for listening to IP Management Voice. If there's any topic you'd like us to cover in this podcast or on the content platform Dplex, please get in contact and let us know.